It's 88.5 KCSN, Sky Daniels, and we have in front of us a man that I met a week ago, and we had a wonderful conversation. Milo comes to KCSN. Welcome, my friend.
Hello.
I can actually say welcome, my friend, because you and I had a great talk, because your story is... There's a number of layers to your story, mm-hmm. and it could easily, and sometimes, as we know in today's headline news... It could be more or less superficially viewed as a viral sensation. But the reality is, you worked for a number of years as a real DIY artist in Europe and built a fan base. Talk to me about the first couple of years of just pounding away trying to break on the Europe market.
Well, I've been playing music as long as I can remember. I started to write my songs when I was 15, but... basically took me until 2004, 2005 to get noticed at home in Belgium. And in the next few years, I was, I think, for a while waiting for like the sort of typical story where I would be discovered and signed by a big label and sort of, you know, become reach a lot of people with my music. And, you know, after a few years when none of that stuff was happening and I was still writing songs in my home and performing, you know, in bars in my town, I sort of realized that something had to happen, and I just wanted to get started. I knew it was going to take a long time to reach, you know, an audience, so I decided to record an album, just pay for it myself, and still hoping, you know, that once they heard it, they must, you know, right. I was pretty sure that they wanted to sign me then, and that all didn't happen, so I just started my own label, Home Run Records. That was sort of, I was running it from, you know, home, and sort of thought it was ironic too, because I didn't really think I was gonna score a home run with my music ever. So I started a label and started playing live, and slowly, you know, I was getting a really good vibe when I was playing live, even though the shows are small. And
enough encouragement that you felt like
absolutely.
You were connecting.
That's important to stress, because otherwise I probably would have given up. But I mean, it took me, let's say, so 2004. So it was 3 years later that I, like, one of my songs was actually like the fourth single of my first album, that all of a sudden, you know, started this, you know, it was a song called You Don't Know, and it started this like on radio very slowly, and it ended up being one of the biggest songs of the year in Belgium, and that definitely launched me, and I could start playing live and, you know, headline my own tour. But what happened a year later or 2 years later, sort of the same thing happened. What happened with You Don't Know in Belgium, but then on a sort of, you know, European level, I guess, or international level, is when I just did an acoustic cover of AO Technology, which is a 50 Cent Justin Timberlake song. It just started this, it started online, an acoustic version, encouraged by all these, you know, good reactions and good vibes that I felt when I played it at live shows. I ended up recording it for real, still sort of telling myself, nah, I'm not going to release it because I don't do covers. You know, I'd released two albums worth of, you know, my own songs. But then I was just like, you know, why not? Because the good thing is, because I worked DIY, I was my own manager, I was my own label, I didn't really have to listen to anyone. I could do whatever I want. Like, there was not like weekly meetings where people, you know, would have to like take a vote or something. No, I just felt like, you know what, I'm going to do this.
The marketing team's not sure that's a good concept.
No, because the thing is, of course, people were telling me like, why would you do that? Like, because they were saying like, don't do this. Like, don't, because I wanted to spend some of the money I'd made, you know, with playing live over the years to spend in a video for AO Technology. And said like, why would you do that? Like, it's not even your song. Nobody, you know, nobody makes a video for a cover song, right? But I really felt, because I knew the original, a lot of these people talking to me didn't really know what I had done to the song. Right. And I just tried to turn it into a new song. I came up with a new vocal melody for the verses, and I changed the structure more like my songs or like Beatles, you know.
Yeah, a singer-songwriter.
Verse, chorus, right. Bridge, chorus. Kind of, you know, and I left out a lot of the lyrics, but, you know, it started as a parody. I was just having a lot of fun singing, you know, about stuff that I wouldn't.
There was an irony to the original conversion.
But I mean, it's subtle. I didn't want to do like sort of that is in your face. I just really, I mean, I like the line, I'm tired of using technology. Funny enough, it summed up my story. I like the fact, you know, like in the 70s where there wasn't a lot of difference between the way songs were written and the way they were recorded. And so the same thing, like, that's why, you know, I'm going to play AO Technology, and that's basically how I recorded that song too. I mean, we added a few more things, like a bass and a groove for the studio version, but that's it. So I'm tired of using technology, I think is an awesome line in, you know, this day and age. So there was enough to cause confusion with people, like, what is it about? Like, is it about loneliness? Is it about, people have written right. all these interpretations. I wasn't even thinking about that. I was just singing a song that I was, you know, had a lot of fun singing. And this song just cracked the door wide open. I guess, you know, and the great thing is that when people found out about me first through AO Technology all over Europe, they could go online a few minutes later and discover my backstory. Hey, this is Milo, and this song is called AO Technology. Work it, girl, work the bowl, she break it down, she take it low, she's fine as hell, she's about to dough, doing a thing right on the floor, the money, money she making, look at the way she's shaking, make you wanna touch her, wanna taste every lustin' for her, going crazy, face it. She's so much more than you used to, knows just how to move, seduce you. She's gonna do the right thing, touch the right spot, then sit in your lap till you're ready to pop. She's always ready, when you want it, she want it like an info, the info. Show you where to meet her on the late night till daylight. Club jumping if you want a good time, she's gonna give you what you want. Baby, it's a new age, you like my new craze. Let's get together, maybe we can start a new phase. The smokes of the club all hazy, spotlights don't need justice, baby. Why don't you come over here? You got me saying, ayo, tired of using technology. Why don't you sit down on top of me? Ayo, tired of using technology. I need you right in front of me. In her fantasy, it's plain to see just how it be on me. Backstroke and sweat soaking all into my set sheets. But you ready to ride, are you ready to roll? I'll be in this fridge till the club close. What should I do in all fours? Now that stuff should begin so law. Different style, different move. Them I like the way you move. Girl, you got me thinking about all the things I do to you. Let's get it popping, shorty. We can switch positions from the couch till the counters in my kitchen. Baby, it's a new age. You like my new craze. Let's get together, maybe we can start a new phase. The smokes of the club all hazy. Spotlights don't need justice, baby. Why don't you come over here? You got me saying, ayo. Tired of using technology. Why don't you sit down on top of me? Ayo, I'm tired of using technology. I need you right in front of me. She won't sit, she won't sit, she won't sit. Gotta give it to her. She won't sit, she won't sit, ooh, she won't sit. Gotta give it to her. Gotta give it to her. Maybe it's a new age. You like my new craze. Let's get together. Maybe we can start a new phase. The smokes of the club all hazy. Spotless, don't need justice, baby. Why don't you come over here? You got me saying, ayo. I'm tired of using technology. Why don't you sit down on top of me? Ayo. I'm tired of using technology. I need you right in front of me. I was really tired at the end of December. We just finished like a 50-day tour in 12 countries in Europe, and I was tired. I mean, it was great with the full band and everything, but it got so big, and in February I did a 5-night solo residency at the Hotel Cafe, and I was just, it was me, not, you know, a backline or a roadie. It was just me plugging in the cables, and it was so much fun just being, you know, and you know,
back to
having to say like,
knew.
Hello guys, like, hello, this is me, and trying to convince them song after song, and not being able to rely on, oh, that song was on the radio, or that song was, you know. And so that was really cool, and it's a good test for me, like when I, you know, when I write new songs, the best test is to test it out live. And again, to talk about AO Technology again, that's the main reason that I wanted to, you know, keep doing something with that song, because I played it live. And just from the first listen, people were reacting in such a way that told me, like, if, for me, that's always the important, not, I know that there's a lot of songs on radio that, that might not be, have their roots in live performance necessarily, but the music, the kind of music that I make, the kind of effect that I want people to hear my music and feel something, and I don't know, want to do something, look it up, or right. I don't know. And this is the only way you can really test that is at a live show. And this is, since then I've been using that as a, I mean, actually I was doing that
the years before too. That's the barometer.
That's the barometer, always. And, but you have to know, like, I was finding myself in a little bit of a tricky situation where if I was playing, you know, for a few thousand people somewhere in Europe, and I said, like, in the encore, it's like, can I try out a new song? People were already sold before I started playing that song. And I felt like, I mean, it's awesome. It's great. Like, but I also realized I could play whatever song. I mean, a very mediocre, even like a horrible song. And just because they like me, they're probably going to cheer anyways. Right. You know? And that's when I felt like,
so you need
to be, you got to be careful. And that's a cool thing.
Coming
about,
to America now, well, you have to go earn that.
I'm actually
respect.
Just using America as a tryout.
Well, for you, it's you're doing it again. You know, you're,
well, I think I will always try to
work,
because I will always try to look up, you know, put myself in position that I can really test it in honest, like in a good way to be able, like, am I still doing, you know, am I still using the same, you know, parameters, and are people still connecting? Is this at the same level of what it should be? And but also, because just in general about the States, something I've been noticing when I've been playing these gigs, and, you know, when I've been playing at radios, I'm much calmer than I used to be. Like, you know, 4 or 5 years ago, I was getting impatient. I wasn't getting like desperate, but it was still like, I'd sacrificed everything, you know, on many levels to try to, you know, be a full-time musician. And at some point I started like, what if this is not going to work out? What am I going to do? But I just like, I never had a plan B, so that's what I did. But the great thing about the last few years, as soon as you find an audience, everything else becomes a bonus too. So that's when I'm here, I'm doing, I mean, the little things like tonight in, you know, at the concert, I'll be the first of two supports. And I know that's not a very glamorous, you know, spot on the bill, but I'm just having fun, because this is, everything is a bonus for me. Like, the more people, I'm going to try to keep convincing more and more people of my music, but it's a never ending process. And it's a bonus, because I don't have to think about, like, is a music career something for me? Those were the, you know,
those doubts that were
present a long time, they're sort of, I'm more at ease now, because.
Now, what time do you go on tonight, so that the people who now have been inspired to say, okay, we'll go sit out in the audience with our arms folded and say, okay, Milo, show me. What time do you go on tonight?
Well, I think doors are at 8 and I'll play at 9. And I'm opening up for a Swedish band, We Are Serenades. And I haven't played at the Bootleg Bar. I've played a few weeks ago, opening up for White Buffalo at the Troubadour.
Who we've had by, and he's great.
Yeah, amazing.
He's a great guy.
And, and then I had the
Hotel
Cafe shows.
I could see the passion the two of you have. I could see you and White Buffalo being on a stage together, because he has that sense of purpose that you have.
Hey, this is Milo, and this next song is Born in the 80s. I grew up in the 90s, at least that's what I tried. Looking for ways to be satisfied. I went to San Diego to try out my luck. Came back 12 months later, again I was stuck. I felt like a goldfish stuck in a bowl. I was waiting for something that I could control. And after 2000, no longer a kid, the world didn't end, but something else did. When my father takes off, I'm already 19. He wasn't as happy as I thought he seemed. If this is my screenplay, I don't like my role, but these are the things that you just can't control. I Though I feel a lot older, I'm just 23. If you're looking for answers, don't come to me. Instead of a future, I've got this guitar. But dreaming out loud won't get me far. So I feel I'm ready for rock and roll. 'Cause there might be something that I can control. And by the time I hit 30, I'll have enough of being a 20-something in love. My friends will all be married or they will be gone. And I'll still be wondering what's going on. If that's what it takes, then I'll sell my soul. As long as there's something that I can control. And one day I'll wake up and I'll be 38, doing the things that I used to hate. The trick to forget the bigger picture is when you look at everything in close up as often as you can. Yeah, our evolution is covered in mold, 'cause there's only so much we can control. And this is no anthem, 'cause anthems aren't proud, and pride isn't something this is about. I shouldn't care, but I do, and that's sometimes too hard to bear. Still walking the same roads, my shoes full of holes, waiting for something we can control. If I ever reach 50 or 55, too early to tell if I still be alive. We were born in the 80s and now we are here. My generation's dream will disappear. Yeah, I'm at a graveyard, I'm passing the rose. A silent surrender will never get close. Yeah, this is my story, you swallowed it whole. About us feeling the need to be in control.
Well, we want to thank Milo for coming by, and you have your chance tonight. You know, he's here. He's willing. He's left his homeland where he's a big, big star, Europe where he's a huge star, and he's willing to, even 15 of you come out and sit in front of him and love his music, you're going to make his day complete. So we want to thank you for coming out, and
hey, thank
we
you
invite
for inviting
those
me.
People to come out and
absolutely.
Become your
looking,
next 15 fans.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to tonight.
You got it. Good to see you again. It's Milo on 88.5 KCSN.